The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, going to be hearing from Kat Ratnapala and Inna Marie Venter on the season ahead for Mavs. After the last two seasons, I suppose, Kat, it's nice to be home.
Back at University of Hertfordshire and University of Essex, we just can't wait to play in front of our home fans. It's been such a long time, and from everyone, all the messages that I'm getting from people that are keen to come and watch us and support us, I just can't wait to see some local faces in the crowd and cheering us on and getting behind the squad. So really excited.
Inna Marie, did you enjoy the quad series?
It was a fun played against big teams, 4 games in 5 days, but so it was rough on the body. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed being out there on court.
And you got a decent amount of match time, and I suppose it's always nice to be named.
Yeah. The past few years in my international career, I didn't get a lot of court time. So this year was an exceptional year, and even the squad series in terms of getting court time in the Protea kit. And actually just being out on court.
It's maybe going to change throughout the season, but tell me a bit about the training regime on a normal week.
On a normal week, we'll have some bit of individual stuff and gym work on a Monday and a Wednesday. And then on a Tuesday and Thursday night, we usually have team training. So that will be a week leading into a weekend.
How much of importance do you place on the diet as part of that as well?
Well, for me, I put a lot of effort into my diet and what I eat, especially before competition, because I can definitely feel the difference of not eating well and eating well even in training. So for me, I try to put a lot of effort into what I put back in my body.
What have you learned from your time already at Mavs?
It's been interesting because, like I said, I haven't got a lot of court time when I was over also in Australia playing in the clubs there. So coming over, I've learned a lot about definitely how to play goal attack. Being with Mavericks, I got a lot of time out in front and really enjoyed being there. Also, a lot about my own game, how I can be more present in the circle, I can present better in the circle, stuff that you don't get to do when you're not on court. So Mavericks has given me a big opportunity in developing my game as a player and as an individual in a team.
Yeah, and I mean, even playing with people like Bella and Aaliyah as well, they'll be picking up bits of the game from you, but I suppose you'll be able to pick up maybe some new ideas from them as well.
Yeah, well, both of them, I can't believe they are so young. And when I came here last year, you used to people being around 20s, early 20s, and when I got here and I had some people 17, 18, I was like, this is incredible. They are really incredible players. And definitely, I wish I could jump and run as fast as Aaliyah. Like, the amount of power that girl has in her body is insane. And Bella's just quick and very crafty. So, yeah, I can definitely take a few things from them. Not sure if I can do the power and the speed thing, but, it's incredible to see them play.
A firm favourite on the podcast is George Lees as well. And just maybe a word on somebody like her.
Yeah, one thing that's very different here is that a lot of players have full-time jobs. And like George Lees being in the NHS, the dedication to the team is really incredible. Seeing how they just pitch for every session after doing a full-time work. Really inspiring. Wish I could do a little bit of work outside of netball, but... at this moment, it's all netball for me.
And what's it been like in training alongside Jamelia?
Yeah, it's great to have a new import. I always get along with the imports quite well since I'm one myself. But yeah, during the season, she's shown a lot of promise and a lot of prospects throughout the preseason games and even the Fast Five competition. She's growing with every training session and every game, so I'm really excited to see her in the round one.
Are you the kind of player that would maybe keep tracks on how your season's going in terms of stats, or would you maybe leave that to Cam and Kat?
Oh, no, I analyse every game I've played. I keep my own shooting stats, how many balls I've passed away, how many good plays I've created. So, yeah, I'm definitely analysing myself after every game. And in addition to what Kat and Cam's doing.
Excellent. We can bring in Kat now. You would maybe want the assurance to fans that everything's safe and protocols are in place.
100%, yeah. And Julie Murrow, our new MD, has come in and is doing a fantastic work behind the scenes, as well as University of Hertfordshire and Performance Hearts, as University of Essex as well. So there's huge amounts of work going behind the scenes. There's red zones, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, just to protect players and fans. And there's lots of things in place to make sure that we're being as safe as we can in the current environment. So yeah, lots of work going on behind the scenes, but we just can't wait to see people back in the seats and getting behind the squad. They've definitely been our eighth player as we're going along and throughout the season. So we really did miss them last year and we're looking forward to having them back home.
Yaz Hodge-England is joining as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm really excited by our squad this year. They're really gelling together on and off the court. They're making time for each other. They're really making an effort with each other. And they've been doing some excellent stuff in pre-season and on the training court. So just looking forward to putting it onto to court and for everyone to see, really. So Georgia Lees attends the Mondays and the Wednesday sessions and fits them around her work. So then works later in the evening for the NHS, which is incredible. And she comes in, day out with a smile on her face and ready to work hard. And just hats off to all of the players that are juggling so much. As I say, you mentioned Georgia Lees and got Jodie Gibson as well. That's a full-time teacher. We've got so many players that are either studying full-time or working full-time that, it's just great to have them part of our Maverick squad and really proud of each and every one of them for putting their best foot forward every day.
And what about Anna Marie and Jamelia? They're going to be stars for you this season.
Yeah, at either end of the court.
And I can say that because she's on the line.
I mean, Anna Marie, we've spoken about this before, but Anna Marie had a formidable quad series and it was really exciting to see her out there and representing her country, which I know she's so honoured and so proud to do every single time she steps on in her Proteas dress. So for us to have her back into training, it's massive. It was a big thing for us this year to get her back into our squad and to really build where we were last year. I don't think you quite saw the best of her last year, and I think that there's definitely still more to come. And the quad series, we saw glimpses of that, and definitely she put out full performances, which was really exciting. I thought they were going to take New Zealand, unfortunately didn't quite get there. But yeah, really, really proud of her performances, and we knew that performance was in there of her, and we're looking forward to tempting even more out moving forward for this year. And Jamila as well has been fantastic in training. I actually went in at Shooter a couple of weeks ago in training, and my goodness, she's a force to be reckoned with. Definitely, she's doing some really great stuff in the training room, and as Inna's already said, in Fast Five and in opportunities and competition, she's really stepped up and taken those opportunities with both hands. So she's a player that thrives on opportunities, is willing to learn and is willing to put her body on the line. So definitely the right culture fit for us. And I'm looking forward to both of them stepping out on court for us this year.
How's Gabby doing? Is she ready for the season? Ready in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the season's opener. Her first week is a busy one for us. So for those that don't know, we're playing on Saturday, Sunday, and then on Friday as well. So we've got three games in 1 week, which is a lovely start to the season. We're hoping that Gabs and Razia and Brittany as well, who suffered an injury in pre-season, will all be ready for the season opener or play some part in the season opener. And really, it's just for us to just continue to build on those performances week in, week out. And every time that we step on to court, we are building and learning from each opportunity that we can. But we've got a squad of 15 this year, and I'm really excited by that squad of 15, and really excellent opportunity for every single one of them to step on court. Again, Anna Marie mentioned Aaliyah and Bella, and they are chomping at the bit to get on to court to get their opportunity. And we've got people waiting in the wings that are ready to step up as and when is needed. So, excited by the prospects of Bella that's sitting outside of our 12, but in our 15, so we can pull up at any time if needed.
If we look at sponsorship in the league, obviously it's still vastly important, especially after those last two seasons. News that Version 2 have joined you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a few new people come on board with us this year.
4-5 as well.
Yeah, 4-5. So they've been supplying and looking after our squad, as you mentioned, Version 2. So really excited to get them involved, and anyone coming along to our game days. It's really exciting, the opportunities that they are bringing to netball and bringing to the University of Hertfordshire and the University of Essex as well. So really excited to put on a real show for our home fans. And as you mentioned, 4-5, there's another couple of sponsors as well coming on board that will be announced this week. So it's definitely not done, and it's a great time at the moment for netball and for women's sports. Obviously Saracens women are doing extremely well at the moment in their league, and we're hoping to do the same in ours as well. So there's a lot of interest, which is fantastic. We've been behind closed doors for too long, so it's great to be finally out there.
Tickets for the home games are now on sale as well, Anna.
Yeah, tickets for the home games are on our website, and on social media. So anybody wants to come along and watch us and support us along the way, we'll be really grateful to have your support and see your faces in the crowd. So yeah, absolutely. Go on to our website or social media or any of the players, and you should be able to find the link there for tickets.
And are you just ready to get the season underway, really?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, you can send us an email with news and information at your club. We're info@thenetballshow.co.uk, or if you're on Twitter, we're @thenetballshow.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.